أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 92 to 95 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah discussed different Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam about 18 Nabis or 17 Nabis, and together Hazrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the 18th personality. Now Allah Ta'ala addresses this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, "Inna hadihi ummatukum." Certainly these people are your ummah, they are your fraternity. In other words, insofar as deen is concerned, insofar as tawheed, iman, yaqeen is concerned, they are from your fraternity, ummatan wahida. And they are one group from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam gave one single message, and that single message was La ilaha illallah, that Allah is one, there is no object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make only Allah's ibadat. All of them spoke about akhirat. All of them spoke about the shortness of this life, the everlasting hereafter. There was no difference in the principles, and there was no difference in the fundamentals of what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had spoken about. Wa ana rabbukum, and I am your Rabb, fa'budun, worship me only. Simple message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives here, that Allah had sent these Nabis one single message, the tawheed of Allah, shortness of this life, everlasting hereafter. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Where it all went wrong, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the people split up in their matters between them. When we looked at the Christians, right in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were already three different groups of Christians that had different beliefs with regards to Allah Ta'ala, with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, with regards to his mother Maryam, with regards to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Already that split had occurred just after Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was ascended. We found the Yahud, they had their differences. Kullun ilayna raji'un. Allah Ta'ala says each and every one of them is going to return to us. In other words, we will then speak about the haq and we will take the accountability. However, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks to this ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Whoever practices righteously. Number one, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and they are in the state of true iman. Iman the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants iman. Not the way how insan would want to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِ. Then there will be no unappreciation for their effort. The opposite, whatever they do will be appreciated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is shakur. Allah will appreciate whatever we do. But two things, in the state of iman and to practice how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to practice. Wa inna lahu katibun. And certainly we are the scribes for them, we are the writers for them. In other words, whatever they do, kiraman katibin, the two angels are given the responsibility and charged with the duty to write down whatever our amal. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Allah speaks about the day of Qiyamah, that man will find whatever they practice, حَاضِر, it will be present. There will be nothing missing. There will be nothing that he done that was not there, all of it will be found. وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Now Allah Ta'ala says that it is prohibited, in other words, it will never happen upon any village, any group of people, أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, which we destroyed, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that they will not return. In other words, everybody will return and there will be no one that will escape. No matter what Allah had given them in this world, whatever resources, whatever strength Allah had given them, whatever their capacities and capabilities were, all of them will return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.